This meeting is now being recorded.
Judge Conklin.
I'm here.
Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Mr. Finke.
Here.
Judge Gabe.
Yes, here.
Mr. Harrigan.
Here.
Judge Jackson.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
Here.
Ms. Romero-Soles.
Here.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Here.
Hi, this is Judge Marginis. I was left off the list, but I'm on the committee and I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, apologies.
Yeah.
No problem.
We used the data on the website and you weren't listed there. I'll make sure to make note of that for the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. So, briefly, and Cottrell was going to cover this as well, but I just will. This is an open meeting. It's being recorded. If you need to, feel free to put us on mute, but please don't put us on hold. Cottrell, before I ask for a motion to approve the minutes, was there any public comment received beyond the written submissions that support this meeting?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Great. Okay. So before we get to those written submissions, I'd invite a motion to approve the minutes of the October 3rd meeting.
This is where I move approval.
Okay, so we'll show Ms. Romero-Soles has moved approval, and David, I'm going to interpret yours as a second. It's been moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Any opposition? Hearing no opposition, the minutes are approved. Okay, so thank you all. I think everybody here has been through this before, but if there's anybody, any FPS member that's new to this, we moved through this pretty briefly, but that brevity, again, as I've said, should not be mistaken for lack of concern or ability to question. Generally, these submissions are very thorough. Cottrell does a great job putting the materials together. And so have the materials. Each court has the opportunity to be on the line. As I call each of these submissions, I'll ask if that court is on the line for questions, and then we'll ask for any other issues. So the first is the Sierra Court's request in the amount of $12,457. Sierra, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sierra, I don't know if you've been through this before, but generally what we ask a court to do is if they feel their submission is up to date and covers everything, then you feel free to submit. But if you think there's anything left off of the submission you'd like us to consider, now's the opportunity to present that. Great. So Sierra's submission is now up for consideration. Any questions of the Sierra Court on its request for the $12,457? All right. And in the fashion that we've handled these before, is there any opposition from any FPS member to approve the Sierra request in the amount noted? All right. Hearing that, well, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. Is there a motion to approve that?
This is Kim Bartleson. Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Marginis seconds.
Moved and seconded. And so now, is there any opposition to the Sierra Court's request? Hearing no opposition, Sierra, your request is approved. Thank you very much. Next, Sierra's second request in the amount of $24,621. Sierra, anything you want to add to that request? Okay, thank you. Are there any committee members that have any questions about Sierra's request before I invite the motion? Hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve the Sierra request now in the amount of $24,621?
This is Gabe, so moved.
Moved. Any seconds?
Jackson seconds.
Gabe moves. Judge Jackson seconds. Is there any opposition to the Sierra request in the amount of $24,631? Hearing none, I deem it unanimously approved. We're now moving to Alameda's request in the amount of $400,000. Those materials are included. Is Alameda on the line?
Judge, this is Chad Finke. I am on the line as a member, and I believe that Jenny Lee from our finance division, one of our analysts, is also on the line.
Great. And so with that, we're going to show Mr. Finke is going to abstain from the ultimate vote. He's a member. But now that he's on the line for his court, and so is Ms. Lee, any questions of Alameda on their request for $400,000? Hearing no questions, is there a motion to approve?
Yamasaki moves.
Any second?
Second.
Who was that?
Bartleson.
Bartleson second. Moved and seconded for Alameda's holdover of $400,000. Any opposition?
Judge, this is Chad Finke. No opposition. Right. Just to reiterate what you just said, I will formally abstain.
Great. Thanks, Chad. So we'll show Mr. Finke is formally abstained from the vote. Hearing no opposition, I'll deem this passed unanimously, save for the abstention from Alameda. Next, Colusa County's request of $417,352. Is Colusa on the line? Okay, Colusa is not with us apparently, and that's understandable and appropriate if they don't have anything else to add. So obviously we can't ask any questions of that court. But with that, do any committee members have any questions or concerns amongst ourselves about this request? And hearing none, is there a motion to approve the request of Colusa in the amount noted?
This is Linda. I move approval.
Ms. Romero-Soles moves approval. Any second?
Planet seconds.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to approving Colusa's amended request of $417,352? Hearing none, I'll deem it unanimously approved. Now we're moving to San Mateo County's amended request of $208,123. San Mateo, are you on the call? Okay, apparently not. Any
yes,
committee members? I'm sorry?
We are on the line.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Anything you wanted to add to your submission that's not already included in your materials?
No, Judge.
Great. Thank you. Any committees, questions from committee members or concerns about this amended request? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Yamasaki moves.
A second?
Harrigan second.
Moved and seconded. Any opposition to San Mateo's amended request of $208,123,000? Hearing none, I'll deem that unanimously approved. And finally, Tehama County's amended request of $325,621. Tehama, besides Kevin Harrigan, who's on the line, and we're going to show Kevin, you're abstaining from this vote.
Correct.
Now you're on the line for any questions.
Yes.
Kevin, anybody else from your court on the line?
Nope, just me today.
Great. Anybody have any questions of Kevin on his court's request of $325,621? Very good. Is there a motion to approve that amended request?
Finke moves.
Finke moves. And was that Gabe seconding?
Gabe seconds. Thanks.
Gabe seconds. So it's been moved and seconded. We're going to show that Mr. Harrigan is abstaining from this vote. So as now I call for the vote with Mr. Harrigan's abstention. Is there any opposition to the amended request? Hearing none, at the Tehama amended request of $325,621 is unanimously approved with Mr. Harrigan abstaining. Cottrell, is there any other business to come before SPS this afternoon?
Yes, there's a second item regarding children's waiting room that Melissa will address now.
Excellent. I'm sorry, I was moving a little quick. Melissa, thanks so much. Can you present for us?
Sure, thank you. Item two is the consideration of continued receipt of children's waiting room fund for the Superior Court of Contra Costa. The Superior Court of Contra Costa is requesting continued distribution of children's waiting room funds while it temporarily closes its operations at its Pittsburgh location in order to relocate their children's waiting room to Martinez, which currently houses their family law operations. The court anticipates they will reopen and resume ongoing operations by July 2019 and would like to continue receiving their children's waiting room distributions in order to build sufficient resources to operate full-time at its new location. The court's request for continued distribution is provided in an attachment 2E. The court's current distribution and total distribution history for the past 3 years is reflected in attachment 2C. And attachment 2D details the distribution from the first paper general civil and limited uniform filing fee. And finally, the judicial council policy on children's waiting room distributions can be found on attachment 2A. Staff recommends to approve the recommendation to the TICBAC for the continuation of the distribution of children's waiting room funds to Contra Costa Superior Court during temporary closure for relocation. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions, and I believe a representative from the court is also on the line for any questions. Thank you.
Great. Melissa, thank you so much. Does anybody have any questions of Contra Costa about their children's waiting room funds request?
Yeah, this is David Yamasaki. I do have one small question. One of the things that oftentimes is difficult to align is the money that's provided in the area of children's waiting room and the actual cost. And certainly the information was extremely helpful in understanding the purpose. Has there been an estimate in terms of what the cost is anticipated to be when the waiting room services resume in, I guess, July or June?
Hi, David. This is Fei Li, Director of Finance at Contra Costa.
Hi.
So our estimate for fiscal year 19-20 to pay for a third-party vendor to fully staff our community children's waiting room in Martinez would be about $150,000.
Okay.
And it's an ongoing cost with probably looking at a 4% increase each year thereafter.
David, does that clarify your question?
It does. Thank you.
Great. Anybody else have any other questions or concerns related to Contra Costa's request? Is there a motion regarding Contra Costa's request?
I'll move approval. It's David.
All right. Thanks, David. Is there a second?
Mr.
I'll second
Chairman,
it.
I move a second.
Okay, great. It's been moved and seconded. Any opposition to the Contra Costa request for the Children's Waiting Room Funds as noted in their report? Hearing no opposition, I'll deem Contra Costa's action item unanimously approved by FPS. Contra Costa, thanks so much for your input. David, thanks for your question on that. With that, it looks like that concludes all the action items on our agenda. Cottrell, is there anything else left to address today?
No, there is not.
Great. Cottrell, thanks. Melissa, thanks. Everybody else, thanks for your input. Again, I know I say this every time, but I want to be clear, since it's a public meeting, that the brevity of these questions reflects the report submitted, and it's very detailed information considered by committee members, and which is why we take the action we do. With that, thanks so much, FPS members, especially for rolling right over from the TICBAC meeting. Appreciate it. Wherever you are, be safe, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.